Madam Chair.
Chair, would you go, Heather, would you go ahead and call the, you know, for a roll and all that, finish out this vote before I take the chair back? Thank you.
Yeah, so we have the secretary there.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, this is for the motion from personnel, right?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Edward Seeker.
No.
No. Rosenberg.
Yes.
Yes. Siegel. Pass.
I'm confused. The motion is...
Benito, we're...
Oh, no, I'm not confused. I got it. Okay, my vote is no. I got it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay, no. Okay. King?
No.
No. Norman?
Yes.
Yes. Sid?
No.
No. Rizan?
No.
No. Scruncho?
Yes.
Yes. Medina?
No.
No. Allen?
Allen says yes.
Yes. Polinar? Can't hear you, Jessica. She's probably working. Mitchell? Yes? Yes. Giselle? Yes. Burton? Carolyn? Can't hear you, Carolyn. Coleman?
Oh, I'm sorry. Burton was muted. Burton says yes. Sorry.
Yes. Coleman? Can't hear you,
Janet. Sorry, I didn't realize it was mute. Yes to Coleman.
Yes.
For
Robert?
Coleman.
No.
Pat?
No, she said no. Serene, he didn't hear you.
Richard, I said no. This is Serene.
Okay. Well, I was writing down fast. I would come back to you. Thank you. No. Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Lane Ewart.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody did pass. Dan, Siegel, did you pass?
Yeah, I passed, and I vote no.
No. Okay.
Pardon? It's 10-8. Is that correct?
I'm double checking. I think that's right.
Thank you.
Yes. 10-8.
The motion passes. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Heather. Okay. So I'll take the chair back now, and let's move on to the
next. IEC report.
Thank you. Oh, I'm up. Thank you. I was pulling up the agenda. Okay. And how long are we staying in open session this evening? I apologize. Are we only here for another 45 minutes?
Theoretically?
Okay. All right. So I will try to keep it short and sweet. In terms of where we're at on various items and what people are most concerned about. I've had two high-level conversations with the CPB last week regarding our audit and its lateness and where we are at with that. And I'm supposed to follow back up with them again tomorrow and next week as well. What we're really up against there at this point is not so much any penalties regarding the monies that they have not yet disbursed, but the possibility of penalties on next season's allocation because they've been very candid with me. They have an internal budget cycle, obviously, and when we are months behind in the production of our financials, it messes up their internal clock in terms of allocation of funds. They have to know what they're giving us in order to figure out what other people. And I believe they're trying to be as lenient with us as possible, given the nature of the circumstances. They were very sympathetic to the various mitigating factors and the condition of the books and personnel, et cetera, with which we have contended. And I have asked our auditor. He produced a letter for me over the weekend so that I could include it in, with our narrative to the CPB. But I think they will give us some mitigation based on how bad things were and how much they are being fixed. But that is of deep concern right now. Gowell and I, of course, are working together on that. When we get to the CFO update, he can update everyone in terms of where we're at with the actual schedule with the audit. So that takes care of that, you know, that portion of things. Very critical, very scary right now, but we have excellent communications going on. So, and hopefully the audit will be done relatively soon. I spoke with Paul also last week. So, in terms of where we're at, some of these things came up in executive session, some in open, so I don't want to respond to something that came up in executive session, but I have sent something off to WPFW regarding its seeking of guidance on the evaluative process. I can bring this up in terms of open session. It's come to my attention in the course of trying to produce guidance for that station in its evaluation procedures, that we don't have any, frankly, as an organization. And it lands directly on me as one individual to produce things that don't exist and to give sound legal advice and to do it quickly. And the one thing I believe about legal advice is it should be sound. And we have a lot of surveys that go around in this organization regarding evaluations, but we have no standards as to what's expected to go into an evaluation that I can find at any rate. And even our employee manual, it says everyone will be evaluated annually, but people are not. And so I'm working on this. I've spent a lot of time since our last meeting a couple of weeks ago researching, you know, what competent evaluation standards look like for other organizations. One of the real things is that evaluations should not be a got-you tool. They shouldn't be used so that you can fire somebody without having legal liability. They're actually evaluations that help to identify key areas of improvement, things that people are doing well, things where, you know, you need to redirect their energies. In speaking to my direct staff, no one at the management level has been evaluated in 7 years if they've worked here that long. So several of my predecessors have come and gone without ever evaluating anyone directly below them. And this is problematic for our organization. It's a policy issue in terms of the development of policies. That's why I'm okay with bringing this part of it up on the open call. My God, do we need policies? And you know, I have a couple of board members who have agreed to help me. You know, I will send them the stuff that I've been researching. And what I really want to do is take what exists in other parts of the world that are functional and strip it down and regurgitate it into functional Pacifica policy that, you know, actually is legally appropriate. So that's where I'm at on that. You know, I would love to give stations better guidance. But when it doesn't exist and I have to go out and find it, develop it, rewrite it, edit it, and then give it to all of you for approval, that is going to take a moment. So I'm happy for feedback and everything, but it isn't enough to put in a manual, you will be evaluated, and then hand it off to a bunch of volunteers and say, go have fun. I mean, we're a $13, $14 million a year organization beset by litigation, which has failed to develop standards that are clear across the board and our organizational standards, and this touches directly on the motion that was just passed. Legally, it's not really okay to just have each station come up with its own stuff. We're one corporation. We get sued as one corporation. We need to have corporate standards that are used at every station. The stations are units. The stations do not have their own attorneys. The stations, when they get sued, it is Pacifica that has to engage counsel for them. It behooves this board to take its responsibility seriously to this foundation to have the appropriate employment and other policies in place to give guidance to the various people that will be elected at various points to serve on boards, who walk in frequently wanting to do an excellent job and are given no tools with which to do it. And the adversarial relationship that can be created between management and boards is unhealthy, and part of that is because the board, when it gets to this level, the national board, fails to focus insufficiently on what does the organization need to be functional. So policy development is one of the things boards are supposed to do, and instead it, you know, management is supposed to implement the policies that the board developed, and instead management has to develop policies and bring them to the board to say, hey, I have to have a policy. Do you want to approve this? And so that's part of what I'm dealing with in terms of complying with what is desired there. In terms of our moves and where everything is at, I can give greater clarity in closed session on where we're at with WBAI, but this isn't anything that can't be shared publicly. I did put off the layoffs until the end of the month. I'm actually meeting with the union next week at the end of the week instead of this week at the end of the week. Part of that is also because we have all these deadlines attendant to the audit and CPB that, you know, require my attention. We have some just various things I need to work on here that benefit the entire network and not just what we're doing at one signal area. They are in Fund Drive in New York. I don't see results coming back yet, but I think, well, as of yet, nothing has significantly changed those dynamics. I'll leave it at that. But I will meet with the union again next week, and no layoffs will occur until I, you know, do this final round of bargaining with the union in New York. WPFW is still struggling under many things locally, and I can go into greater detail when we get into closed session. I don't need to probably go on. Most of the rest of the stuff probably has to be closed session. I have not yet posted the ad for the NES. I know I was directed to do that. We are working on that. I will get an ad posted before we have our next meeting. We will have an ad up for the election supervisor. As you all are aware, we still owe money on the last election, so I don't need to beat that into the ground, but that is the case. And as you're all aware, there are many outstanding debts that are at a critical juncture for the foundation at this point. So I will go ahead and post that, and we will see what responses we get, but we will still have to figure out how that is going to be paid for. So, all right, I'm happy to take questions because we're running over time, and other things I can update in closed session. So anybody with questions, and if there's something I didn't cover that you want to know about, go ahead and ask me, okay, if it's an open session item. But anybody for the stack? Otherwise, I'll go to Raul in a minute.
Teresa Allen for the stack.
Okay, go ahead.
Benito.
Teresa, Benito.
Tony,
okay.
Do we have the report yet at KPFA?
Regarding the workplace investigation?
Yes.
We do not. That's anticipated to be wrapped up shortly, and I should have findings back in from the investigator, I would presume within the next couple of weeks, and then I'll be happy to share them at that point.
I have a concern here. We hire someone. I know this is on open, but, like, it's like at this point we're, like, afraid to say, hey, you need to wrap it up. I mean, is he, like, being paid 8 hours a day, interviewing people 8 hours a day?
Well, he's only in the office 2 to 3 days a week. They're scheduled interviews, and he's not here burning time every day. And he's wrapping it up close to a month sooner than it had originally been anticipated. So,
really? I don't remember being told that he intended to take it into August.
Well, when he came in, he said it could go that long, but then he would try to wrap it up by the end of July. So, he's on schedule.
You're trying to give him as much leeway as possible, so you're not dictating or seen to be biased or anything like that. But, like, nobody's supervising him, so basically, I mean, he could, like, continue indefinitely, and we would have no recourse but to say, okay, you say you need to, you know.
Well, he isn't doing that, Teresa. I mean, he's been very consistent with me in terms of when he thought he would be done with this, and he's on schedule with that, and it's less than what it could have been when he came in terms of anticipated time. So I don't see any indication that he's intending to either bill us more hours or to stay longer at this than was originally discussed, and he isn't in here on a full-time basis 5 days a week at all. So it's been scheduled. You know, people call in, they schedule their appointments, so... anyway, I don't have any reason to think that he's in any way doing more than he was supposed to, or that he's trying to take any longer. In fact, he seems trying to wrap it up as quickly as possible, because there's some significant pressure, needless to say, to have some conclusion to this.
Yes, I mean, in that we're paying three people, it is a matter of concern that he wrap it up. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, well, I mean, it's not just that. I mean, to not get into what my life is like, but I can tell you there are people associated with various things who think nothing to call my cell phone, I kid you not, 15 times in one day, along with text messages, to find out what the result is of this, you know. And that goes until 9 o'clock at night and starts the next day up at 7 in the morning, okay, because that people do not have any compunction about their professional behavior, okay. So the pressure is financial, the pressure is political, the pressure is everything. But, yes, one does desire to get this wrapped up. Benito.
Yeah, I have some follow-up with regard to, the PFW matters, but I can, if I can get an assurance that we can deal with this in the closed session, then,
yes,
then that's cool with me.
Cool. Okay. And I'm happy to discuss where I'm at with stuff, Benito, okay? In
Jack, can you hear me?
Yes. Lizette?
Okay. I want to be on the stack, please.
Okay. All right. So I'll put you on right after Tony. Okay. Tony, you're next.
I was just, can we get a detailed breakdown of our relocation expenses that we're still trying to nail down at WPFW?
Yeah, that was actually sent off to John, and he said he was going to share it with your local station board. I'm not sure when you're having another meeting, so I've signed off on it, Raul signed off on it, and it was sent off to John. So, and I spoke to him earlier today, and he asked my permission to share it with the LSB, and I said that was fine. So I will have a copy sent to, I guess I can have it sent to you as well, okay? But he said he was going to share it with your board. Okay, Lizette?
Yes, I don't think we need to wait until we get into closed session to find out the state of our finances. So I want to know if we're up to date with our bills and how much money we have.
Sure, I can let Raul cover how much money you have.
Hold on. I understand that we have had a problem paying the bill for the antenna, so I'd want some update on that as well.
Sure. There are consistent problems with paying bills at that station. Many things are left unpaid, are not paid on time, or come to my attention at this office when they're about to become a legal issue. You're behind on several of your bills, antenna, Memphis, rent. I'd have to look at what your rent is now, but I'm speaking historically within the last couple of months, okay? We've taken charge of figuring out what bills are paid and what bills are not paid and seeing to it that they get prioritized. We intervened on something being shut off yesterday. Air conditioning that wasn't paid. I really, frankly, I could keep us here for 20 minutes going on with the things that don't get paid at that station. So,
if
you would like to know what your balance is. Yeah.
To make it easy, we need to have some of that in writing.
Sure. My office is actually putting that together because we have to prioritize what's going to get paid at your station, okay? So,
how soon can we get it?
It's being worked on this week. I will check tomorrow and see where we're at on that, okay? It was literally being done this week, okay? And in terms of some of the relocation expenses, needless to say, it's caused considerable consternation within the network that some expenses that were picked up by other stations have taken close to 3 months, I think, to get paid back, and it's taken our office to take care of that, frankly.
Summer, we have about 30 seconds left, actually,
Thank you.
Your report. Yeah.
So, Lizette, we will be happy to provide the PFW directors with the breakdown that we put together here of what bills are outstanding still at this time, okay, along with the relocation. All right?
But by when?
I can send you we can get you the stuff on the relocation expenses can be sent over to you tomorrow, and if regular current bills have been put together by tomorrow, we can send that, if not by next week, because we're dealing with here this week, okay?
Okay.
Can you guys hear me?
Is that Nancy?
Yeah, I had a quick question. Well, no statement. You know, when I voted for that investigation in Berkeley with the firing of the...
Nobody was fired.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Nancy, but no one was fired. Anyway, go on.
With the layoff, all right, I did not expect that there would be an outside investigator that would take months. I thought that it would be about an hour and a half investigation internally. And I can't stress enough that this needs to be wrapped up real quick. If I were doing an investigation and I was not a member of Pacifica, I would definitely milk it for what it was worth. And I think when you give incentives for that, you can't call people crooks or say they have bad intentions. It's just what the job involves. Please, let's put an end to this. It's enough is enough.
Thank you. If I may, just to not cast aspersions on the outside investigator, again, he has worked very limited hours and very limited days based specifically on the appointments that have been scheduled with people calling into our office to meet with him. If it could have been resolved in an hour and a half, I never would have needed to call in an investigator. Obviously, on an open call, I can't get into the number of complaints or how many people have said there is an issue, but when it reached a certain magnitude, our own insurance broker said I was taking the best course of action. I mean, there was nobody involved with anything that has to do with our liability as an organization that didn't think I needed at some point to have a professional in this field deal with the magnitude of the complaints that were coming through the front door. And he has stayed on. I mean, I've had extremely little contact with him personally, but I know from his scheduling that he is scheduled here on a very limited basis based on the number of people who need to see him. So I haven't seen anything that indicates to me that he's trying to take longer or to book in more hours or days than there are people that actually are seeking to speak to him, okay?
So. Summer, we've had about 18 minutes on the report, on your report, so
sure,
I'm just wanting you to know.
Thank you so much.
Pardon me, this is Jessica. I'm logging into the call.
Hey, Jessica, thank you. We'll make sure that you're noted as present. Okay, go ahead. I'm going to go hand it over to Raul. Raul, would you like to go ahead, please?
Yes. Good evening, all. First of all, I wanted to update you on our audit process, where we are. We have practically submitted all the schedules to the auditors, and basically they're in the reviewing process, and they were, asking a little bit more questions, explanation on some of the items that we have submitted, some of the accruals, some of the prepaid, providing with the additional supporting documentation. We're working on mostly analyzing and explaining the variances and between the 2011 to the current year financial statements, 2012, that they're currently auditing. Obviously, we're running to some difficulties in explaining what has happened in 2011 when none of us here were at this office. None of the current staff were present during the 2011 accounting period. And it's that's what's taking us right now to spend a little bit more time on each item that has considerable variances. So that's where we are right now. And then if they find that there's some, and it's a good way to analyze whether there might be some error in recording in the current year that we could further adjust in our financial statement, that would happen during this process. And at the same time, this whole process is in preparation to finalizing the financial statements. So basically, all the supporting documents are in. They're just getting and digging into each item, making sure that they all tie up to the final numbers that we are going to present to you in the audited financial statements. And then obviously, I'll get some questions from you regarding the audit. On the next topic, we're also in conjunction with this preparation of the financial statements. We're doing the in the process of also completing the tax return for 2012, which is due on August 15th. So hopefully, this will all come together and simultaneously be completed when the audited. Obviously, we wanted to make sure that the audited financial statements are audited before the the Form 990 tax return has been completed and will be turned into the audit committee for their review. And that we're looking at August 15th. The next item is on the good side, we're making progress on complying with the CPB recommendations on creating discrete accounting for the CPB grants by restructuring our general ledger of accounts, and we just are working on doing the narrative on the procedures that will be disseminated on each of the radio stations. The CPB requires us to make sure that the procedures for discrete accounting will be sent out individually to each radio station. Although it's going to be a uniform procedure, each individual radio station will have its own discrete accounting policy. And that's we should wrap that up also at the same time. Excuse me. The other thing I wanted to report is that two of our professional staff accountants have turned in their notice that they wanted to move on to new assignments and new job opportunities, and one of them were trying to see if we could salvage or save to continue with us. So that's still under, we're currently working, Summer and I are still working on that. But in the meantime, we're also talking to some of the temp agencies to provide us with the work to continue doing the work and moving on to the current year financial statements in developing procedures and establishing the month-end closing so that we can provide everyone with the interim financial statements from month to month on the current fiscal year. Excuse me. So that's where right now we have only some clerical assistants. That's one is doing the day-to-day accounts payable, working for the national office, as well as sitting in for the WBAI and WPFW business operations, doing their accounts payable at this point. That's why when Summer said we were preparing a report on what is needed to be paid on WPFW. That's what we're currently working on so that we could really plan what's in the bank and what are our priorities to get paid first. So we're prioritizing our payments, and in the next day or two, we're going to be able to share that with the LSB.
Question?
Hold on. Raul, tell us when you're finished with your report, and then I'll take it.
All right, and then and that's basically it. We're really planning ahead on creating the accounting procedures to move forward with the operations.
Thank you, Raul.
Okay.
Summer, I want you to know we have about 4 minutes left.
Okay, thank you. I heard Lizette, and who else would like to ask questions of the CFO? I have Lizette, Benito, and then Serene. Is that right?
Hintrell, too.
Brenda for the stack.
And Nancy. Okay, go ahead.
Brenda for the stack.
Brenda, sorry. I may have heard you, Brenda, and not Serene. I'm sorry. Serene, did you ask to be acknowledged, or was I hearing Brenda?
Can you hear me?
I heard you first, Lizette. Okay, so I think Summer? That was you, Brenda, wasn't it?
Summer?
Yes, who is that?
This is Serene. And Brenda spoke before because I didn't, but I would like to be on the stack. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Lizette, Benito, Brenda, Nancy, Serene. Go, Lizette.
Yes. I didn't quite get what Raul said about somebody doing something for PFW, number one. And number two, maybe this is more for Summer more than it is for Raul. What do you know about our fundraising that was due to be held in September? I've been hearing that it's canceled, and if you know what was the reason for it?
I will answer your first question regarding the PFW business operations. As you probably know, the part-time business manager of WPFW resigned at the end of, I believe, was it June? And there has not been any business manager taking doing the responsibility of arranging payments, entering accounts payable invoices into the system. So we have brought in some of the current year records into our national office here so we could take over the payment of bills on behalf of WPFW from our national office. And we're pretty much doing most of the accounting and general accounting function that is lacking in the WPFW at this point. On the second question, on the September fundraising, I don't know that much. I was just getting you some updates on the last one. Other than that, the schedules I'm not really very involved with. Maybe Summer can, you know, we'll have some idea on that. But the fundraising schedules are not really shared with me on a regular basis at this point.
Okay, what is your question exactly about September? I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Is that?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yes, now I can. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, the question was whether you know what the status of that fundraising drive is, because I understand that it's been canceled, and I wonder if you
know. No, I'm not aware that it's been canceled. I spoke to John today. I did, at the very beginning of the year, try to get managers to actually set schedules for the entire year. And I did get schedules from managers, finally, but they deviate quite a bit from them. And, of course, one of the complaints from programmers is generally that managers, that there isn't enough coordination and planning. And that's part of getting the schedules for the year, is let's figure out what you're doing and when you're doing it in advance of it happening. The concern there is, frankly, that you don't have enough money to get through till September. Your station's in pretty critical financial condition, as you're aware. I'm not aware of any plans on John's part to cancel September. When I spoke to him today, there was some discussion as to whether he was moving it up into August or could survive until September. He said he's doing a week of fun drive now, and we're supposed to be talking next week, but I don't know, frankly, what results, you know, you'll have in this 1 week's worth of drive. And unfortunately, both New York and D.C. have fallen somewhat into this perpetual drive state of being only out of fund drive for a moment before going back in for a mini drive. So it's not giving the listeners much of a break. So anyway, I'm not aware of any plans to cancel it. The only discussion that I have had is whether or not there's enough money to actually get through, and that I would follow up with the station next week to see where you all were at. That's part of why, you know, putting the bills together to see what you have to have paid between now and then, what your payroll looks like, and can you survive until September regular fund drive. That's the only discussion we've had. Okay.
Somebody, this is Heather. I know the discussion's important, but the time is up, so I just wanted you to know.
Thank you, Heather. Does anyone wish to?
Yeah.
There were still Benito,
yeah,
and Nancy and Serene on stacks. So does someone wish to move for an extension here?
I would like to move 10 minutes.
Is there a second?
Finish the stack. I think we should finish the stack.
I second.
Do you second 10 minutes or finish the stack?
Finish the stack.
Finish the stack.
Is that amending?
Do you want to withdraw your 10 minutes if there's consensus on finishing the stack?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay. Does anyone object to finishing the stack? And hearing none? Excellent. Thank you. Benito, you're next.
Okay, Raul, I would just like you to elaborate on something I heard you say, and I didn't quite understand something about that. I guess it's the audit process is going to provide for each. Maybe it wasn't. I didn't understand something about each station would have its own.
Oh, the CPV, the discrete accounting for the CPV grants. No, although it's going to be the same exact copy, we are required by CPB to have for each station so that each station will have its own discrete accounting for CPB grants. Meaning, it's the same, you know, lingo, same narrative.
Raul?
Yes.
Raul, maybe as a general manager, I could explain this really quickly so that we could move along. This is Janice.
Thank you, Janice. Go ahead.
It means that each station needs to be able to show every expense and every revenue that's generated in connection with the CPB grant and to be coded so that it is clear which expenses and which revenue are being reported for the CPB grant. And many times when you spend $10 on...
Mute your phones, folks.
Please mute your phone. To make it really quickly, if you spend $10 on headphones, but not all of the headphones are being used for programming or broadcasting or something related to your CPB grant, then it should have a separate code so that at the end of the year in the audit process, calling the AFR, it's clear which of your accounts are being specifically used for your CSG grant.
Okay.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you.
Make it clear, CPB wants this on the unrestricted.
Wait, somebody needs to do something with their phone.
Somebody's at a good party, and they're not inviting us. Okay, mute your phones, please, if you can actually hear us.
You know what I need, a man.
Or maybe there's a video. All right, thank you. Okay, folks, if you can hear us, whoever is listening to the fine music there, could you press #1, please?
Please don't do it to me, babe.
Walked away and left their phone sitting in front of the screen. Call the next person, but I think we're going to have a little trouble hearing this person.
Summer,
I hate to say it.
Could I offer a suggestion, please? This is Janice.
Yes,
I know that we have a lot of people left on the stack, and I'd like to hear those questions as well. And I have several questions about the audit and the annual financial report, but we're not going to get through everything in this session. I'd like to ask my colleagues if they could all post their questions and copy the entire board, and if Raul would be kind enough to respond to each of our questions so that we're all having the same information and all having access to the same questions. Otherwise, I'm not sure how we're going
to
get through this.
Thank you, Janice.
I'll be happy to do this. Hinchel. Thank you.
I had Nancy, and I think the music may have stopped so we could finish the stack. It was Brenda, Nancy, and Serene, and we would be done there. So I think Janice's suggestion still holds true, though, which is that people may have specific questions about the audit, and it would be informative to the rest of the board to have those answers. So if you do have questions, send them to Raul and to me, and we'll do our best to answer them, okay? So
okay.
Go ahead, Brenda. We'll just finish up here.
My question's very brief. So the elections company that we used last year for the election are giving us a deadline to respond on how we're going to repay them. If not, they may take legal recourse.
Mm-hmm.
What's our plan to be able to pay them back in a timely manner, considering that they're not the only person who's asking to get paid?
Sure. That is the biggest problem is, like, all the people who want me to make payment arrangements, that actually requires making arrangements, which means you actually have to have money. And that's presenting us with a real problem because everybody that you owe money to wants you to pay it back in bigger chunks faster, and very few people want to accept the reality that the only way anybody's going to get paid back is to pay lots of people back a tiny bit of money over a long period of time. I have asked some of the accounting staff to go ahead and pull the records for me from last year to see if every single station, which stations paid their portion. I know for a fact that a huge chunk of last year's elections costs came right out of this office because I'm the one that signed off on that because we were being threatened by board members with lawsuits last year over the elections, and that's where $75,000 worth of Schwab money went last year, was to pay for these elections. So I hope to have a report back tomorrow. I can guarantee you it's the two East Coast stations probably didn't pay their bills related to the elections, okay, because that's just the way this has played out this year on all bills. If I see that any station that's actually even remotely solvent hasn't paid some portion of money that was owing last year, then I'm going to go after them for that money and send it over to ESC. That's the only place where I can look for dedicated money. Obviously, we will see that New York and D.C. probably did not pay what they should have, but they don't have that money, so it's like beating my head into a brick wall to go look for money there. So all I can say, Brenda, is I'm going to find out tomorrow if any of the other three stations have some portion of money that they didn't pay on postage and printing, and I'll go grab that money from them. In terms of making arrangements, so far I've managed to keep everybody else that's wanted to sue us this year from suing us by making arrangements, and I will try to do that with ESC. Again, the problem is that probably most people are looking to have a nice chunk every month for just a few months until it's paid off, and that's probably not really realistic right now. So I'm happy, if you like, I can update the board with a note next week as to where we're at with them, since the deadline will fall before our next board meeting, okay? So, okay. Next person on stack is, I'm sorry, Nancy.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yes.
Listen, I know KPFT is, our local station board is really eager to get a report on where our finances lie. And as PNB members, we've been doing a lot of hemming and hawing. And I really need some numbers and a business plan that I can either say is in progress or relate to the LSV. And, you know, I need something concrete, or at least I need a timeline as to when that will be concrete. You know, I'm so happy we have a CEO, and I'm glad that he's aboard. But I need some kind of a timeline to report.
You're speaking about the proposed month-to-month interim financial statements that will be issued. You know, regularly from now on. We are, as we finish, like I said earlier, we just finished submitting all the schedules for the audit. And our goal now of our staffing, what's left of our staffing, is to now work on the current year financial statement. And there's going to be about 6 months' worth of catching up to do the most current June quarterly and financial statement. And having said that, that's where...
Raul, let me just hold you up right there. Here's our situation. I respect that you're there, and I'm happy. I know you're doing a great job, but I need some kind of numbers available so that as a board member, I cannot just be dead weight, but I can actually participate in creating a business plan to move it forward. As it is now, I'm worse than dead weight. I'm just a person that's sitting and speculating. And you don't need that, and Summer doesn't need that either. When can just some numbers, some simple round numbers be available, not only to report to the LSB, but something that we can use to create some turnaround project?
For the entire organization?
Yes.
Or just your LSB?
No, that I can report to the LSB for Pacifica overall.
Okay. After we have reviewed the what on the state of our current year accounting books, we have kind of determined that three of the radio stations and the PRA have a pretty good accounting updated, but like I said, the two other East Coast stations are currently we're kind of behind on doing some of the entries on there. So I would say in a month's time we will be able to generate those financial statements.
Okay. I'll let them know in a moment.
Halfway decent financial statements, but like I said, we have about 6 months of catching up to them, and we are going to hopefully do that by in 4 weeks' time after we completed the audit.
Okay, thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Raul. Serene?
Thanks, hi. Hi, Raul.
Hi.
Just some questions. When we met a couple of weeks ago, and I actually meant to send you a reminder, and I got busy and didn't do it, but you had promised to send us the 10-year look back at BAI finances.
I did send it that evening.
To the PNB
to the whole, yeah, to everyone. I actually sent it three times because the first, the PNB at KPTX.org didn't work, or I didn't get any response, and then I sent it to individual email address.
Oh,
did anybody get the 10-year?
No.
The last meeting that we had was July 11th. I was in the July 11th. Let me see my set mail here.
You're saying that when you sent it to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes. I sent it to to all this email. I have them on my sent email. I sent to Richard Zell, Summer Reese, John Coleman, Jessica, John, Manny J, Lance. I have them on here.
Can I just ask that you
for the stack at some point?
Okay, I'm going to resend this out. Okay.
Just to PNB at Pacifica.org, and hopefully we'll all just get it very quickly. Also, I don't know if this is part of an issue, but you're not on the PNB membership list, although, of course, you are a member of the board, so maybe one of the techs can correct that. I don't know if that would have caused...
That has been corrected. He is on the list, to my knowledge.
I'm looking at today. Well, he's not listed on KPFTX as a member of the committee. That's what I was referring to. I don't know what they've done in the background.
Thank you.
Okay, so that was one question.
I'll answer it as we speak right now.
Okay, thanks. My other question was, I know that, you know, what before you were... Probably before you applied, there was a very long list of things to be done. But certainly since you've come aboard, you know, just trying to handle this audit business has been problematic. And I understand the auditors weren't paid, and they pulled off the job for a while. But when do we actually think this audit, everything that is required to be submitted, will be submitted?
Everything that was required to be submitted from our books here have been submitted. They're in the process of reviewing them. However, they turned around and gave us another schedule to explain variances, which is the flux analysis, which is the fluctuation from one year to another, so that they get pretty much an idea on what's going on in that particular line item. So we're doing that right now, and I'm doing that myself because we, our staff accountant who was doing that, her last day was today, and so I'm going to have to work over the weekend to work on that. And then... we just finished some of the reconciliation that they additionally required us to do. So after that, that's basically what we're working on. And at the same time, I was working on the filing of the 2012 Form 990 in conjunction with the financial statements. So that's where we are right now. I really don't know exactly how much more they're going to question or raise in terms of information on the financial transaction during that year. I'm hoping that after we did the explanation, there's going to be a lot less.
Okay, I mean, I understand you can't control the back and forth, but can we, do you sense that we might be able to have this CCB thing done by at least August 15th, which is, you know, a little more than 2 weeks from now, everything filed and submitted and just done?
I would hope so. I'm really hoping. I don't see any reason why they would go all the way to like August 7th. I mean, beyond August 7th. That's, you know, I'm thinking if I submit it to them early next week or, you know, this weekend, I don't know what else they would require from us. We are reviewing the draft of the notes to the financial statement and see. I'm submitting them some of the amendments that everybody wanted, that the board of directors enacted during that particular period of time. And so I'm kind of developing all this information for them. And I'm almost done doing that, so I'm just going to jump onto the variances analysis. I really, really would be surprised if we go beyond August 7th. And I'm not saying that that's, you know, but I, you know, I'm just looking at the remaining work that needs to be done in terms of the audit. From my perspective, I should complete it by, you know, by early next week.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. And just to elaborate on that, CPB is expecting a turnaround time of the first week of August as well. I mean, that's why we're on this very tight communications timeline. I mean, they wanted to know exactly how many days I would need to file the AFRs the moment the audit hits our hands. I mean, they're ready for me to, like, do instant turn and burn on that and get the paperwork into them. So we are under tremendous pressure from CPB, never mind, you know, just have this done in general. So,
Point of order. We're out of time. We need to move to the next meeting.
The last person that was on the stack was Katia. If we could just finish that, then we're done here, and we should go to the closed session. Katia?
No, I wasn't on the stack.
You weren't. Oh, you were just letting me know you were there. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, we are.
And Summer, could I? This is Janice. Could I ask a really fast question? Do you have the expert? Do you have the expertise to complete the AFR?
I did them last year by myself, the parts that had to be done.
Okay, if you find that you are having difficulty, would you please know that I'm offering my assistance? I just finished
the webinar on how to do it. Thank you very much, and that may, I may call upon you for that. Thank you. I do appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Secretary's point is well taken. We're at 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 to Eastern. Let us adjourn to closed session and finish up there, please. Okay. Thank you, everyone.
Check.
I'm an open session. Thank you.
Yes,
Lizette.